أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The coronavirus disease, COVID-19 outbreak, reveals the good in Muslims and the neglect of the rulers. As with every trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether earthquake or flood, the noble Muslims of Pakistan responded with patience and compassion to the testing of the coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak. In contrast to the selfish, frantic panic buying in the West during the outbreak, the Muslims in Pakistan were considerate in their purchasing, even spending from their wealth and time to help the poor and weak. And this is in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "Man nafsa an mu'minin qurbatan min qurab ad-dunya, nafasa min nafasa an muslimin qurbatan min qurab ad-dunya." Nafasallahu anhu qurbatan min qurabi yawm al-qiyamah. Whoever relieves a Muslim of a burden from the burdens of the world, Allah will relieve him of a burden from the burdens on the Day of Judgment. With their strong attachment to Islam, what a stark contrast the Muslims of Pakistan are to the rulers of Pakistan, with their ruling by other than all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. Instead of relieving the burdens of the Muslims in these testing times, they added to their suffering by acting against the clear commands of Islam. Even though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La turadul mumrida ala al-masihi," do not put the diseased with the healthy, as reported in Bukhari, the rulers kept the healthy with the diseased, both in the quarantine centers at the border and in the hospitals in the provinces, allowing the spread of the disease from the ill to the healthy. The rulers even failed to provide adequate and suitable personal protective equipment for the brave doctors and nurses, even though it is known that the coronavirus thrives in the aerosols that are found in hospital settings. And they did so even while demanding that the people maintain safe social distancing outside of the hospitals. And even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 278-279, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وذروا ما بقي من الربا إن كنتم مؤمنين فإن لم تفعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله. O you who have believed, fear Allah and give up what remains due to you of interest, if you should be believers. And if you do not, then be informed of a war against you from Allah and His Messenger. The rulers of Pakistan persist in spending on interest payments, which now consume most of the budget, even though the people are suffering the miserable consequences of underspending on the healthcare system. Instead of abolishing interest payments on the grounds that there is a national emergency and it is against the deen, the rulers negotiated with the IMF for even more loans and permissions for issuing more treasury bonds, all on interest. And to add to their neglect, the rulers deprived the Muslims of their right to worship in the masajid, even with precautions, so that the Muslims may ask for forgiveness and help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a clear violation of Islamic rulings about making salah in masajid, which declare the salah in congregation in the masajid as fardu kifaya and the salatul jum'ah as fardu ain. O Muslims of Pakistan, just as the staff of Musa alayhi salam exposed the illusions of the magicians of Fir'aun, the fragility of the man-made systems of governance have been exposed by the smallest of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the coronavirus, which can only be seen with the assistance of the powerful electron microscope. Its disease outbreak exposed the monumental failure of both capitalism and its ruling system, democracy, in looking after the health and economy of the people, not just in Pakistan, but the world over. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided a golden opportunity for the re-establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Pakistan. It can now take place without great dissent or opposition, as the coronavirus crisis has occupied the hostile colonialist powers in preventing both of the collapse of their economies as well as the irreparable erosion of public confidence, trust and cooperation. So, as we rush to welcome the blessed month of Ramadan, let us all work tirelessly for ending the rule of oppressors and restoring the ruling by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the world is more than ready to throw off the burden of the man-made democracy and awaits the rise of the best ummah brought forward for humankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنحون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You, O Muslims, are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al Imran, verse number 110. 7th of Shaban, 1441 Hijri, 31st of March, 2020. Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Pakistan. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ